guys, welcome back to Minimalist Podcast, episode 29. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And I'm Brody.
Welcome back to this epic podcast, episode 29. We're almost there. We're almost to 30. Who would have thought? Now, a word from our sponsor. And we're back. So, how's everyone doing this week anyway?
I'm doing all right. I don't know about Brody. I don't know about you, but I'm doing all right. I just got a Discord message telling them, don't talk to me right now. I'm trying to record.
I'm trying to record, Mom.
Jesus.
Brody, how you doing, Brody?
I have no idea. Literally, I have no idea what is even going on.
So for some context, if you're wondering why Brody sounds like so bad, he's in his truck in the parking lot of my office using the great internet.
He's being good and staying safe. You see,
The transmission rate zero. Zero transition, zero, you know, transmission.
I'm not sick though. I haven't even been exposed to anyone that would have even, you know, I would have even thought to have been exposed to coronavirus. Like, I've only been exposed to myself. Oh shit.
Oh, okay. So you've been exposed yourself
with coronavirus, or yourself as in only yourself and no coronavirus?
No. I mean, I haven't really been exposed to anyone that would have been exposed. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You never know.
I hope the guys or the guys and gals listening don't have coronavirus. We should, you know, like a day 588 of quarantine. They have those little things you have on the cell there. You know that. You know what I mean.
Do you know how many days it's been?
How many days? Like what? 40?
Oh, you're talking about like the scratches on the wall.
Yeah.
The tally marks.
It's been about what? Well, since January, it's been five months from when the disease started being conceived. But what are we looking at? Like 2 months now?
Yeah, I think something like that.
What?
It's crazy.
I think it's been like 6 weeks.
America or since China?
Well, since America, Maine is working on opening stuff back up, though. There's been some really good news. Yeah, they apparently were opening up quite a lot of Maine this past week. But restaurants are opening up back up to serve people inside this week. Most restaurants are going to
sneeze and cough into each other's food and mouths.
I got to say, though, before we get into our topics, I watched that Plandemic like two more times, and I got to say, I believe wholeheartedly with 100% of what that documentary said.
Well, yeah.
He's been hypnotized. He's been hypnotized.
Why would you show me that if you didn't want me?
Unknowingness about it. I wouldn't feel confident in it, but I think
it makes sense.
I mean, yeah, but like a lot of things make sense that aren't true. A lot of people think the Earth is flat, and that's the only thing that makes sense.
But our government is so scummy. Our government is scummy, though.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's important to understand that it could be. You know,
many individuals have looked at the video and officially ruled that a lot of facts in there are misinformation.
Yeah, I shared it on Facebook, and Facebook was like, whoa, ho, there, chief. This is fake news. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, Facebook. You know, fucking Zuckerberg, go suck a cock. I don't know. No, but I believe in a lot of what it says. And I don't know. That's just where I stand.
I think a large part of it is misinformation.
But why would it be, honestly? What? I don't see what her goal would have been if it was, you know?
Well, not everybody has to have an end goal. I think maybe her end goal is to make Fauci look bad.
Which I guess would make sense, because there is a conflict of interest there from a history together.
Right.
Working together.
I think Dr. Fauci is pretty scummy from what after watching
you that. You pronounce it Fauci?
Fauci, fucking F-A-U-C-I.
No need to F in this, bro.
Again, this is another Gage example of him seemingly putting more effort into making sure he pronounces it wrong than to...
Okay, Isaac. Okay.
I'm sorry, it seems like that. Is it not the case?
So this, we're not like talking, like Plandemic wasn't even on the topic thing, so we might as well move into it.
No, we're just Just move along. No, it's not intentionally.
I pronounced Dr. Foss's name wrong.
Oh my gosh.
Is it? Well, I don't know if it is Fauci Fauci.
It's Fauci.
I don't know how to pronounce the name. I don't know.
I think it's Fauci.
I always just assumed it was Fauci because I think
judge
that sounds
me.
Better to me.
Yeah, it
just
does
don't
sound
judge
better.
Me. I'll, I'll call him whatever
this
I want.
This isn't Planet Fitness. This is not a judgment free zone, Gage. You're not safe here.
I wouldn't be safe at a Planet Fitness. So moving into our first topic, this is some big news that broke yesterday. And one of the biggest retail chains in America is closing its doors, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, JCPenney's.
That's not good flow, man.
Well, they're closing all 870 of their stores.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Guess I won't be able to buy occasional jeans from them.
So,
I mean, it's really a female store, so I don't think any of us are going to be too upset.
No, I'm not upset about it. Okay, so...
I mean, it's too bad. It's a big deal.
Well, okay, so let me just say, the reason that I brought this up was because I thought we could talk more or less about the future of retail and how it's going online and how, you know, like Amazon, the big titans are, you know, people shop online nowadays, you know, going to a store is no longer a thing. But I don't know. It just kind of, it's crazy when you see giant companies like that, like when Sears went bankrupt, and major corporations like that. It's kind of crazy to me because you have these companies that at one point were unstoppable and now they're fine. I mean, like when Toys R Us went under, it just kind of blows your mind. And Toys R Us is actually making a comeback, but it just kind of makes you think, wow, well, the last, you know, however many years online has really changed the way that people buy things. Mm-hmm. And it makes you think, well, what's it going to be in 20 more years? Are there not going to be grocery stores? Is Walmart going to be totally online? You know, how does that work? Is stuff like Grubhub going to be like the new norm? Oh, I want buy it from
that?
Grubhub. It's like this thing where you
that.
Order food.
Food
they deliver food.
Why would
like,
they name
gonna
it
be?
That? It just sounds
well,
like...
Well, it's like...
It sounds
it's like
what it sounds like, okay? I mean, I don't think I need to elaborate.
Well, do you know what it is? It's like a private company that acts like delivery boys.
Yeah.
It's like instead of one establishment having their delivery boys, it's like a private company does all the delivery boy stuff.
Oh, I mean.
Yeah. Huh. But, and you know, it just makes me think personally, you know, you have these retail giants that are going under because of the internet. The internet, physically, the internet put them out of business. You know, if Amazon didn't exist, a lot of these companies would still be on top.
I don't think JCPenney's going under because of the internet. I think JCPenney's going under because of the obvious damage that coronavirus quarantine has done to their business. I mean,
well, I think it totally has everything to do with the internet, and also like Macy's, for instance, they're shutting
right,
down
why,
most of their
would,
stores.
Why would JCPenney be hurt from the internet? Because you can buy stuff online.
The
from
traffic,
JCPenney's
yeah, that
websites.
Is true.
Who's JCPenney owned by?
Oh, I don't know. Probably some Canadian company. I think they're owned by the same company that owns Sears. I could be wrong on that. You know, the reason that this is to me a little scary is because, or the reason I think that, you know, when you have so many stores, 870 odd stores, right? You have to pay to have those stores operated. You have to pay to have the staff. And when people just are deciding, oh, I don't want to go shop there anymore, I'll just order online, that really hurts the business, right? So then from a business standpoint, you either have to realize, you know, do I want to keep funding this, you know, these walk-in brick and mortar stores, or do I want to go ahead and go full online, the full online approach, like what Toys R Us is doing? Chapter 11 is just protection. They can't be touched from debt collectors. Obviously, they probably had a lot of debt from keeping those stores open. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're probably paying the price, you know, with the whole Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Now, how Chapter 11 works is basically you have 24 hours. After the 24-hour period, you can start to you know, regain. It's like a reset button. Except, no, it's like when you go prestige in a video game. You know, you kind of you lose everything, but at the same time, you know, you get to go forward. You know, so whatever. But
I
think that's a bad analogy. I think
you confused me now.
What was that?
You've just confused me now. Do you get like a special little medal when you file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy?
Yeah, do you get to keep your rank? Like, oh my gosh,
I can't believe you made it all that way. All the way to Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
I guess prestige isn't the great, because you lose all your stuff. But
yeah, but prestigious, prestigious. Bankruptcy.
Basically, Chapter 11 bankruptcy is a way for you to not lose your assets, but at the same time, not have to pay debt back. I think the government ought to go Chapter 11, so that $22 trillion is off the books.
I don't think that's how that works, Gage. I don't think a government can file for just like bankruptcy.
So do you guys do much shopping on the internet, or when you buy something? I'm not shopping. I shouldn't use that word, but when you buy some stuff online, where's your go-to? Amazon, eBay?
I mean, it depends. Give me something that I'm buying.
I don't know. Jesus Christ. What do you buy on average?
I don't really buy a whole lot of stuff online. If I was going to buy something online,
when I need a new piece of equipment for my studio, I go to Amazon or I go to B&H.
I mean, generally, I avoid Amazon like the plague, because their search engines are terrible. Like, you search for anything. I don't know. Let's say you wanted a pair of Nike sneakers, and you'd be getting search results for, like, I don't know, anything else. They just don't give you what you search for in your search results, so it's really annoying. And the little check boxes on the side that are for narrowing it down for what you want to buy.
Oh, they're, filters.
They're terrible. The filters. There's not many filter options, and they're not very effective filter options. I don't know. I really only buy computer parts when I'm online shopping, so I don't really know.
Well, everything you can actually... Amazon now will ship you food.
Wait, what do you mean? Like,
so, like, you can go and order food to be delivered to your... Not, like, cooked like food,
I could order, like...
steak.
Like a raw.
Yeah. Steak. You could have it shipped to your house.
Are you saying you could do that in our area?
You could. They would deliver it. Yes. I don't know how. I've never done it before, and I don't know anyone who has.
It just comes in a cardboard box like everything else.
Well, with bubble wrap. Yeah.
Just sitting in there.
Well, the whole point of this topic was because I was just saying, you know, what's going to happen in 20 or 30 years? Like, are we looking at still having brick and mortar grocery stores, or, you know, are you going to order, like, in 20 years? Let's imagine every place in the world is going to have the same day delivery.
I don't think grocery stores are ever going to go away, Gage.
Well, that's okay. Like, 30 years ago, you would have said, I don't think retail stores are ever going to go away.
Well, sure, but the internet also didn't exist at that time. And I mean, I guess I see your point that weird things happen. You know, crazy things like the internet happen. They could happen again.
These giant companies.
But
here's
the thing. How are you going to scroll through whatever the food site is and then, like, you know, I don't know, get a feel for what you want, you know? How are you going to... Okay. It would never be the same.
30 years ago,
you walk through the grocery store and you figure out what you want. You can see different options very well, you know?
30 years ago, you would have said, oh, so how if I order something from my computer, how am I going to get it to my house on time? Now we have Prime two-day delivery. Now we have Prime next-day delivery. I mean, because of the internet and ordering stuff online... The Postal Service, FedEx, UPS have really become fast as fuck, boy. You know what I mean? Like, they're fast as fuck. But no, my point is basically that you know, 30 years ago, you know, obviously, you know, nowadays we take what we have for granted, but it's a real achievement. You know, so, you know, what are we looking at in more with more time? Give it more time. I don't know. It's just a thinker. So those are you that are listening. Just think about that. And yeah, all three of you. So, you guys have anything else to say about this topic? Or
no,
you want to move on?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Isaac's just been waiting for me to move on. I have a feeling he's not going to be down for this next topic either.
Will be very happy to complain about it, though.
So because of coronavirus, all kinds of sports are being delayed. Most sports like the NFL and the NBA are rescheduling for next year, or towards the end of this year. Well, there's one sport called NASCAR that is coming out for the last month and a half, they've been doing e-racing online. It's basically computer racing using the iRacing software. And all the drivers would come on and they'd race and all that.
How many people do you think tuned into e-racing?
Hundreds of thousands. All the individual race car drivers were streaming to Twitch and YouTube and Twitter. And they pulled in millions of weekly.
I think it'd be funny to be like watching them try to figure out how to stream stuff, because I doubt very many of them are tech savvy
Did they have donations open? No, they had their own teams that were setting it up. They actually had these racing simulators. All of them had like three monitor setups and like a racing seat with like the shifter and everything. So all of them were pretty kitted out. So anyway, they decided they were bringing back racing this weekend. I think they're going to be in Bristol, I think. But no, it's pretty crazy because they're going against the government's wishes. They're not going to be seating fans, but the thousands in the pits and also the thousands running the studio cameras, some people are saying, well, you're at risk. Well, I don't know. I feel like I kind of am glad they're doing it. But wait, at the same time, I think it's...
So you can't go and watch it sort of deal, like in person, but in they're person, going to... In person, you can't. I think that's fine. I don't think that's a major violation sort of deal.
I don't get it. It's not like NASCAR is a contact sport.
It's not.
You have the pits and everything else. You have people crowded in the pits.
Right. But if you tell... I don't know much about NASCAR, but if you tell your pit crew to just kind of, if you're paying them and you tell them to kind of quarantine together, couldn't they have set that up before? So where your pit crew would kind of be like, kind of know each other, obviously they're not going to give it to each other and kind of isolate them depending on the pit. I mean, if NASCAR is that big, wouldn't they do that? Something like that.
Well, that's probably what they did. I mean, I didn't even think of that, but I don't really know. I mean, the reason I was just brought this up was because I think it's pretty, weird that they're going against the government's wishes. I mean,
I think kind of good for them,
I don't get it, though.
A little bit good for them.
Isaac, when are you going to give NASCAR any amount of credit,
Look, I'm sorry I don't appreciate terrible sports.
I wish bike racing it was bigger than NASCAR. That would be
cool. It would be more interesting to watch.
NASCAR is fun because of the fact that it is a, on the edge of your seat the whole time.
Oh, yeah. But how so?
That could be for any sport.
What leads you to be on the edge of your seat with NASCAR?
Because, your driver's in this big pileup. Your driver just got in an accident.
That's the only... So it's not the skill of the sport, but the effect of the crash that's interesting in NASCAR is what you're saying.
I think it's pretty cool also when a driver makes a comeback,
when they drive around the donut faster than the other ones.
They're two laps down, right? They're two laps down. They've been passed two times. Maybe they're in the pits or something.
And oh my gosh, I can't believe it. He made another oval. Oh my gosh. He's doing it again.
So for those of you wondering, Isaac, this is his last podcast episode.
That's pretty good.
Okay, here's imagine how much more interesting it would be to go and watch like a rally race where it's like, difficult terrain and they have to like make sure the car is in the right speed to get around this unique different turn every single time, and it's chaotic and people are that's cool. That's interesting. That takes skill.
NASCAR. Listen, I don't think you understand that. What makes NASCAR fun.
No, I don't.
I feel like you're confused. I can't post that on the video, but Brody just sent a funny photo. NASCAR is just fun because like it's one of those sports that you just it's just fun to watch, and for some it's not for everybody. At the end of the day, if you're not you don't have fun watching people drive around in ovals. I guess, you know, it's not for you. But
you're trying to get the final say on this, have it be positive, aren't you? Is that what you're trying to do? I am also
the editor of the podcast, so I can always just end it here.
I mean, you could, I guess, but you could also end it at NASCAR is bad and you should feel bad.
I mean,
bad
last week I made you say that you really love Title Shock and it was your favorite game ever. Oh, not Title Shock. I made you say you love that Fireteam Expendables. It was your favorite show ever.
Wait, what? what is that?
I made you the animation I'm in, remember?
Oh, yeah. I didn't say that, though.
I made you say it, though. And I also made Brody say something in the text of speech.
Yeah, but I would never say that.
I gave Isaac a female voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Jesus.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I know you do, man. I know you appreciate it.
Okay, moving on.
Okay. This is now time for an ad.
Intermission. Brief intermission.
And we're back. Isaac, yeah. So we're moving into another topic. Elon Musk, the guy behind Tesla and SpaceX.
Cancel.
And
Elon Musk canceled.
I feel like you'd be a terrible news anchor. Elon Musk canceled. No, I think you'd be good at it. Elon Musk, I'm Isaac Boucher. Welcome back to the CBS fuckhead news. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, Isaac Boucher.
Again with the intentional mispronunciations by Gage.
So anyway, Elon Musk pro Open Up America. So he tweeted from his Twitter account a few things this past week about how he is pro opening America back up and how he plans to open his factories up, his Tesla factories, so people can go back to work. He's lost a couple million followers from those tweets. He got a lot of backlash. One notable response to that is someone said they were going to buy a Tesla and now they aren't.
I'm sure.
So what
Elon
is your thoughts
is,
on this anyway?
I'm sure Elon is crying about that one car sale.
Yeah, if I was Elon Musk, I'd be like, ooh, scary.
Yeah. Well, I found it kind of interesting because someone responded. Actually, one of my subscribers who follows me, I saw it in my feed. Well, they were pissed off at Elon Musk, and this guy had said that Elon Musk is so rich that he should give every single American citizen $1 million. I said,
"You can't do that."
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my good God.
Would he be able to do that though? I don't think he has enough money to do that though.
He's worth $30 billion.
I mean, that's still nowhere near enough.
Yeah, but that's like all in things. That's not like money he could just be like, okay, sending it over.
Right.
It's not like he's got a PayPal with that much money in it.
Well, I explained to this guy, I said, well, okay, listen, let's say it like this. Elon Musk owns billions of dollars in shares in both Tesla and SpaceX. It's not like he's rich with cash. It's all in investments. It's not liquid right now. I mean, honest to God, I think if I was an investor and I saw Elon Musk liquidating 300 something odd million dollars, you know what I mean? I'd be like,
time to go.
I think I just made a fatal math mistake.
What do you mean?
Okay.
What did you do?
300. I feel like an idiot. Okay. So how many United States citizens are
That's the same
are
mistake they Gage, made on the
no
news.
One, no one's expecting you to nail down your math here, Gage.
I just said that Elon Musk.
Look, if you want, if
$1
you want to be good,
per U.S. citizen,
to be good at math here, Gage, you should have attended school and not skipped it all the time.
You guys know the mistake I made.
What,
$1 million
school?
Per citizen.
It'd be a lot of money, a lot more than he could ever have.
Yeah.
For fuck's sakes, Gage, you are a fucking retard. Oh my God. Okay, let's actually figure that out. 1 million times 300 million people. That is 300 trillion. Dollars.
Yeah, I mean the $1,000 to all the taxpayers was put us in trillions of dollars in debt. I mean,
yeah. I kind of feel embarrassed that I made that math mistake, but it's whatever, all right, guys.
Gage. It's all right. It's all right. Moving on.
Yes. No,
we are moving on from Gage's mistakes.
Anyway, Elon Musk, crazy that he said that. Honestly, like, he's a Silicon Valley tycoon.
Right. No, I mean, good for him. Good for him to have a free mind, a free will, a free mind, and not be puppeted.
But it's crazy that he's calling out the establishment, though. You know what I mean?
Wait, he called it the establishment?
Well, no, he might have in some tweets. He tweets like a million times a day. Fatal math error there. he tweets quite a few times a day. So, I mean, if you went back and checked it, I'm sure. I don't think he mentioned, he just said open up. There was something about the establishment. Someone responded, and he responded to that tweet. I can't remember what it was. I should have taken screenshots. I'm sure if you Googled it, you'd find it. But anyway, I don't know. I just think it's crazy. You know, he's one of those top guys. But I think that's what makes Elon Musk unique, is he's not that kind of guy that just bows down. You know, he's an extremely focused person. You know, he sees one thing, and that's, you know, Tesla. You know, that's energy. You know, whether you're, what side you are on the global warming spectrum, that's what he sees, and it's good for him. You know, he's dedicated. But I also think he thinks he sees a lot of hypocrisy in government, and you know, people like politicians that are like, you know, riding the whole global warming tycoon just to get reelected. You know, if you're really gonna, you know, think about that, I don't know. You get what I'm saying, right?
Vaguely.
I get the dedicated part. I watched him in an interview, specifically the Joe Rogan podcast interview that he did recently. And he was talking about how he sold his house and how he wouldn't go on to build a house just because he didn't want to take the time to tell people how he wanted the house built, because that would take away from time he could be working. I thought that was very kind of crazy.
Wait, so is he living on the streets? What do you mean? He sold his house. He doesn't want a house. I think he was talking about how
he wanted to, like, rent a place now. Like, he wanted to sell his house just so that he could live in a place that he would, like, pay rent on just for, like, the rest of his life with his wife and everything like that.
Well, I watched a 60 Minutes interview, and he sleeps a lot at his office. Because he's always working on Tesla. Like, that's his number one. I feel like, to him, Tesla is like, full-time job, and then SpaceX is, like, his hobby.
Yeah, I feel like it's his number one, all right, over, like, everything.
It's like, yeah, no, I revolutionized the electric car industry. But, you know, I also send people to Mars in my spare time. No, he's a great guy. I think he's one of the better billionaires that we have. You know, if I could have coffee with one guy, it'd probably be Elon Musk over any other billionaire.
I don't know. Warren Buffett seems like a cool dude.
Yeah. Warren Buffett would just sit there and tell you why you shouldn't spend your money.
Well, yeah, that's true. But no, I'm just saying.
You know, he's like 80 fucking years old. Just buy a place in Hawaii or something and... You know, buy the entire Hawaiian state and just fucking, you know, fuck hookers all day. I don't know. Just be a.
I don't think that's his way, Gage. I don't think that's his way.
I think if you were that old, Gage, that wouldn't be your first thought.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, if I was worth 90 or whatever, yeah, $90 billion, yeah, I would be.
No, I'm saying when you are 90.
oh boy. Well, hey, he's 90 and worth $90 billion, so.
Okay.
You know, I would honestly, I don't know. I think his way of life is very different than a lot of billionaires. Bill Gates, I'm not a big fan of Bill Gates, but he has his YouTube channel, The Gates Note, and he has collaborated with Warren Buffett a few times. And Warren Buffett actually owns Dairy Queen, his company, and they went and worked at Dairy Queen for a day, him and Bill Gates. And I thought that was the coolest. I thought that was really cool, actually.
You thought that was cool?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it probably was staged, to be honest with you. I mean,
oh, definitely.
If you have two of the richest people in the world just working at a Dairy Queen, I have a feeling everyone's going to be begging them for money.
Yeah, no, it was things like that don't just like happen. You know,
it's not I actually am going to add another thing to the agenda.
Oh.
Yeah. Before we talk about Isaac's thing, I shaved my hair for views, of course.
I mean, and because you you trapped yourself into it.
So I said, I said about a month ago that I would, if I got 60 likes, I would shave my hair.
Yeah, I mean, you had to, you should have gone for something like that was stretching a little bit, like 150, like 150.
At the time, 60 likes was stretching.
I don't know, Gage. Should have stretched it a little further.
I think when I was, because I was doing a lot of Reddit stuff at the time, I think people just were very much into it. Like, oh my God, this guy's got, you know what I mean? We got to get him to shave his hair. but no, we reached like, I think it's at like 100 likes or something right now. So it's well over. But no, I shaved my hair Sunday. And I got to say, it was the best haircut I've ever gotten. Like, seriously, I am probably going to keep my hair shaved for a while.
Wait, really?
I love my hair being shaved. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because, you know, it's, my head's actually breathing now. Because before, I had so much fucking hair.
Not really, Gage.
I had a lot of hair.
Not, well, by comparison, maybe a
no,
lot,
I don't think you did have a lot of hair.
No, well, you really saw, didn't okay, have a lot of
Brody,
hair.
Brody didn't see me, though. It was really growing out.
Mine is, too. Brody, I haven't got my hair cut. I needed to, like, 2 months ago when quarantine started, and, well.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Well, I'm lucky because we got the old freaking shaver at the house and I just shaved it off. But
hey, I don't think hair really starts to get even close to being long till it's like under your ears.
What do you mean like under your ears? Like,
I mean like from the top of your head down over your head and under your ears.
I'm not okay. If I take the top of my head hairs and if I pull that down straight to my ears, it makes it to like the top of them but not to the bottom, so I'm no all way. Set
no way, you're all set, bro. That's not even long hair.
I mean, Brody, I can take Brody my bangs and like hair. Bring them down to my mouth right now, which is annoying.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. It's kinda
how
fun.
Long how long was your hair when it was like really long, Brody, in high school?
It was just big. Like, my hair doesn't grow down. It grows, like, up and out.
Like an afro kind of thing.
Yeah, like, instead of, like, you know, like, one of those hanging plants that grows like a bush.
Your body's just trying to be, like, all the ethnicities. You got the eyes, the squinty eyes, afro hair.
Yeah, I don't get sunburns.
No, I've always had what longer hair. I've always liked my hair a little bit longer. But once it gets, like, way too long, like, that's when I have to say no. I think it was freshman year in high school. I did have a mini afro freshman year of high school. Like, it was curly. It was, like, really big.
Great. Now you can do a challenge where you grow it down to your, like, knees or something.
Oh, that, yeah. If this video gets 30 likes, Gage will not cut his hair for 3 years.
No, I couldn't commit to something like that. Yeah. I feel like I would seriously hate myself if I did that.
Hey, anything like, for no, the likes, right,
no
Gage?
No like goal in,
anything
in
for
the
videos. Anything for the views, Gage. Anything for the... You gotta record yourself every day with a progression of your hair growing out, just like a short clip. You gotta do one of those short clip every day, hair growing out, Gage.
Yeah, or like, take a picture every day or something. You know,
yeah.
Like, you know those like they put the sad music on or something, and it's like a slideshow for yeah. Jesus Christ!
You could right now break up your head into sections so that as it grows out now, you can turn it into a you know, dreads.
No, I'm good on that one. But thank you for the offer.
Rasta Gage.
I just like, I don't know. I really do enjoy the shaved hair, though. I think it's really nice. It's comfortable.
Yeah, but did
now.
You really shave it? Did you take a razor to it?
Yeah, the thinnest that my hair could get from the razor is what it is.
The razor?
Or not the razor. The fucking... the shaver is what I meant to say.
You didn't shave your head then. You buzzed your head. You gave yourself a buzz cut. You didn't shave it.
What do you mean?
That's exactly what I mean.
But, you gave yourself. He is right.
You didn't shave your head. You buzzed it.
You'd need to use like a razor blade to shave your head.
Oh, I'm not getting that much. Like I don't like when I shaved it off on Sunday, it was perfect. It was.
I think we just figured out
buzz.
Yeah, there you go.
Shaver. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It is what it is.
The shears, the old shears.
But yeah, no, my hair is comfortable now. That's all that matters. But I did it for the likes and I did it for the views. And now I feel better now that I don't owe my subscribers anything right now. I did the how to drive a car video and then I shaved my hair.
How did the how to drive a car video do?
I did very well. I ranked in a lot of the actual how to drive a car searches. So I got a lot of views from people who actually wanted to learn how to drive a car.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it was very good. I gained a lot of subscribers from it.
It's not good.
A lot of people were like, this is funny.
Well, yeah, but it's also not good because if they were looking for legitimate advice. And,
oh my God, Isaac. You can't live your entire life being serious.
You got Gage's tutorial. I mean, that's not very good.
I'll tell you what. When I was learning how to drive, I had the test coming up and I was like really worried about it. Like I was very anxious
Gage,
about
you
it.
You never learned
where,
how to drive.
Oh my God. Okay.
You didn't even come close to doing all your driving hours.
I actually looked it up on YouTube how to drive. I watched a few tutorials, and the videos that I had actually watched, I had ranked higher in the search for those videos because like I was number one for like a week, and believe it or not, not too many people wanted to learn how to drive right now because of COVID. But I was there, and then I deranked a little bit, and I don't know
the video
what I am.
Should have been taken down for misinformation.
Why? I agree. Gage canceled.
I did lose a subscriber, however, unfortunately.
I mean, Discord already tried to cancel you. You just gotta get YouTube on it and bing bam boom.
I just gotta get YouTube on it.
Canceling
really,
you.
Dude, why do I need to be canceled all the time?
I mean,
what do I do that's so bad?
I mean, I don't know, but it's gotta happen.
I don't know. I have an idea that I would be like real life, but I can't do it because of COVID, and people get pissed off when I go outside on video.
Wait,
like,
what
man,
is?
You got to be quarantined.
What videos are you talking about?
Well, I
the
had an idea for
that big, but you could do that. You could replicate that in your office.
Well, I know I could, but I had an idea for
it's just a lot of Minecraft and Reddit.
Yeah,
videos.
I know. I was going to say Minecraft.
I have an idea though, where I want to advertise my YouTube channel in real life. Like, I want to go and pass out business cards
and
fucking...
Oh, don't be obnoxious, Gage.
Bro, it's for the views, man.
Ah, so
I'm gonna hold up a sign.
Go do a kissing prank, bro.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that
no,
would
I'm
be
good
so
on that
funny. The Scout Egan Hannaford.
I might have to have Brody be the camera guy, though, for my, for one of those videos.
Not right now, bro.
No, public? When the COVID's over.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I'll have him, you know, those like video, those prank videos where it's like you have the camera guy that's like, you know, 200 feet away or something. That's what Brody will do.
Yeah. I'll be on the top of the Tahoe, like crouched, and I'll be like getting the cool shots.
Oh my gosh. I'm so embarrassed right now. I've learned something about you, Gage, and I've got to say, I'm not happy about it.
What?
Used to put emojis in your titles.
That was a dark time.
What am I gonna do?
That was a very dark time. Isaac was in a YouTube video that came out yesterday with me. Isaac and a few other people. It was pretty good. Go watch it. It's called I Am So Good Because I Killed MZ, the best player of the title shot game.
Gage, I'm pretty sure when we're playing together... did you win one of the matches?
No.
And who?
I didn't, because Isaac kept. Did you watch the video?
I didn't watch the video. No.
Oh man, you should have.
You know I can't stand my voice. I can't
Dude,
watch
like,
the video.
You should have sat it out. You should have just sat it out.
No, I can't handle it.
You should have said.
I would.
You
quit.
Know what? You know
I'd
what?
Quit the podcast. Gage, take the video down. Hurry.
You know I actually have emojis in my descriptions though. I don't have emojis in the titles anymore. Wait, I'm not that spammy.
Well, I just look at the emojis.
No, I don't got scanned by the
IRS money sign police officer emoji. Gage plays holy Fortnite water gun trophy emoji.
I feel like Gage could get big on scam like phone call stuff. I bet Gage would be into doing that.
Just trolling Indian people.
Yeah, because I think that's pretty like.
Well, at least they deserve it.
Yeah.
Like regular old people don't, but scam callers deserve it.
I do not call prank call anyone unless they're like actually scammers, like unless they deserve it. But I have
all
a lot of private
deserve
videos.
It. Are you kidding me?
Well, no, that's what I mean. I do it to scammers. I just don't do it to normal people because I know that Isaac just said that.
Yeah.
Right. But
I have a lot of videos that are private.
I feel like the people that do the scamming videos, like exposing scammers or scammer pranks, those get pretty like uniform views.
Do you, I can't think of the name of the guy that does the videos where he wears the cool sunglasses and he does like grandma voice talking to the scam people and he does like different voices for.
Yeah. That guy's pretty funny.
He's hilarious.
But there's a bunch of them, you know, they'll expose them. I've seen the one where, like, the guy infiltrated a computer and he was seeing everything going on in the office through the CCTV.
Yeah, I think that's the same guy that I'm talking about. I think he was the one that did that.
That's epic. Gage could do that, I bet.
Gage.
I went to jail. Cough emoji. Handcuff emoji.
Cry face emoji. The scam callers. Why would you go to jail?
I don't know. I know what you're saying, though. I did see a video where they hacked into the CCTV of a scam organization.
That's crazy, though.
It is crazy, and I'm glad they did. Let's move into our final topic. Isaac, it's all yours.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, as of late, in the quarantine, I've been trying to do like home exercises and stuff, and it kind of really sucks to do on your own. So as I've been putting a lot of pressure on my sister to do them with me. You know, it's good. People should have pressure to work out. So I think that's a good thing. She gave me a dirty look for that. But she's been pressuring me to try, or not try, but do Tai Bo with her, which if you don't know what Tai Bo is, it's like hilarious workout videos from the 90s. That's honestly, I was pretty sore after doing it. We did the full Tai Bo video. I was pretty sore after it. Definitely, I gave in. I did the Tai Bo. You know, I don't know. That's... I was hoping
definitely
you guys
worth a rewatch.
Hmm.
Worth a rewatch?
Maybe even. I had to go upstairs and find a VHS player that worked still and
play. Wait, you had the Tai Bo video?
Yeah, in VHS.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What is a VHS?
Is that a serious question?
No.
Okay, good.
Like, does Gage, do you even own a VHS? Do you own any VHSs?
Yes, I do. We have a few VHS players. We also have a lot of VHS tapes. A lot of the old movies are in VHS at the house. But yeah, for the most part, I mean, there's a Blu-ray player and stuff, but I mean, we barely ever even really watch stuff, you know, like DVDs or, you know,
it's all
VHSs.
Streaming now.
So. It's not really even streamed. I mean, we're not huge movie watchers, and I'm a movie watcher, but I watch it usually on Netflix or something. That's kind of how I am. So yeah, I'm a streamer guy, but for the most part, I don't know. My dad likes to watch his old like mob movies from DVD, but we don't really have tapes. Most of the tapes we have are like, you know, Titanic, I think we have, and Like the old Spider-Man movies and stuff, just shit that, you know, we've collected over the years and whatever. So
dang, that's cool.
Cause when I, you know, when I was a, you know, younger, DVD really didn't take off yet. It was still VHS, like the early 2000s. I don't think it was until like 2010 did the standard of DVD and Blu-ray kind of really take off, like HD DVD, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, so Blu-ray was around when in like 2007, wasn't it?
Yeah, the PlayStation 3 it came out, but it didn't take off for a while.
Right. I still remember watching like VHSs up until I was like probably 12.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't think Blu-ray really ever took off as much as it could have if it was earlier, you know?
Yeah, it was the wrong time. Streaming kind of bumped it out. You know, it was like, oh, yeah. I mean, if it was released, maybe if Blu-ray was...
If people still used optical media when it was really being pushed, then...
Then, Blu-ray would be way bigger than it is. But I don't know. I think
Blu-ray
people
is way big because, I mean, like, everybody who bought a PS4 has a Blu-ray player. And I guess you say PS3, but I don't... Is every single PS3 a Blu-ray player?
Yes, it is. That's why it was so expensive. That's actually why the Xbox 360 beat the PS3, was because the price. Having a Blu-ray player back in 2006 was hella expensive because it was brand new equipment.
But it was epic equipment. Like, I remember the Xbox, like you could move a PS anything while it was going, but the moment you move an Xbox when it's going, it's like it breaks the disc. That's not something I know from experience.
I've never had anything like that happen.
I've gotten the three-wood ring of death for moving it, but I've never broken a disc.
Why would you move around the console when it's going, though? That I don't understand.
Testing reasons.
You got an emergency test run around with it?
Yeah. Well, it's plugged in.
Holy shit. Yeah, man. That's great. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like nowadays it's all just streaming. I have a feeling that give it a few years and they're not even going to sell games on disc. It's just going to be digital downloads.
I believe
that.
Which
in a way, I prefer digital downloads, but at the same time, it's nice to have the disc.
I don't like having discs. Like, my computer doesn't have a disc drive in it.
Oh yeah, mine doesn't either.
Why built it,
so you know.
Yeah, I mean, I did.
There are some times where I wish I had a disc player, but
why?
At the same time, it's like, well, either like, you know, to play old games like that I got, you know, that they don't sell anymore, or maybe like I got to install software. Because some companies are still old fashioned.
Likelihood is if the game is on a disc and you can't download it online, it probably isn't supported by Windows 10 anymore. You probably can't
Gage
run it
without wants
an
to play old games. Just download an illegal ISO.
Yeah,
easy.
Bam. Oh, yeah. Bam. Done.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's funny. I'll be in prison. That's fine. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
If I was going to be in prison, Isaac would be in prison by now.
Wait, what?
For pirating everything that he pirates.
Hey, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, his ISP called him and he got spanked.
For real pirators, it's like, want to play a new game, want to play an old game, don't care, download.
I wish there was, and I know Google's tried this with their whole thing, but I wish that there was a way to like efficiently stream any video game. Like, you just pay a flat fee every month, and you can just play any game. Like, I think that'd be awesome, personally. I think it's, you know, it's kind of similar like the Game Pass thing, but at the same time, I think it's awesome.
Wait, you're saying stream the game or own it or like rent to own?
What are you saying? Like, you pay like $10 a month and you can just install the game from, like, it's almost like Netflix but for video games.
So like Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah, as long but for PC but with actual good games.
Gage, the reason why they don't do that is because it's cheaper and companies want to make money.
But I think it'd be so awesome. I just love to have that efficiency. Like, instead of having to go and, you know, have to have 10 different, you know, Epic Games or friggin', you know, Uplay or Origin or something. Yeah, one thing.
This is why Steam exists and everyone prefers it. No one likes the other launchers. They just tolerate them if the stupid company decides they want to put them out on those launchers.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
And for me, honestly, I have to. It has to be a game I really want to play. If it's not on Steam, to get it, you know.
Oh yeah. Hey, by the way, did you get the free GTA copy from Epic Games?
I did. I'm not gonna download it though.
Okay, good.
It's way too big of a download to be worth it.
We gotta play it though sometime. We gotta play it. It's fucking awesome.
You're gonna have to do some serious convincing, I'm just saying.
Oh boy.
If you get Brody in on it, maybe.
Well, as much as I wish we could drag this out 5 more minutes.
An hour is in 5 minutes. Gage, yeah, you have your sponsor spots. Those will stretch the video time.
Hey, now a word from our sponsor. And we're back to end out the episode. Unfortunately, this is it for this week. We'll see you guys all back next Monday for another edition of the Midday Mumbles podcast. If you did enjoy, don't forget to like and share with your friends, your parents, your family. Just share this around.
Tell everyone.
Tell everyone, and we'll see you guys all next Monday for some more epic podcasting. I'm having a laugh that Brody's in his fucking truck. Like, that just makes me laugh.
I'm surprised. I don't really think it's that funny.
He's staying safe, okay?
Yeah.
Don't pick up.
But yeah, so until next time,
I'm Gage.
Send us an email.
Oh yeah.
This is Isaac.
What?
Just kidding.
Tell them why they should send us an email real quick.
Oh, please, but please do. Please send us an email.
Yeah, please do.
It's very interesting when you do.
TalkMumbles@gmail.com. That is TalkMumbles@gmail.com.
One more time. That is TalkMumbles@gmail.com. I'm Gage.
Just to reiterate,
I've been Gage.
TalkMumbles@gmail.com.
Yeah, say it. Say
I'm
that
Gage.
Many times.
I'm TalkMumbles@gmail.com.
This outro is so fucked. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
I've been Gage. Yeah,
I'm Brody.
Okay. We're all signing off.
See you later.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.